Charlotte. I think we got a great crowd out here at the start of the CMA Music Festival, and you've got your booth here. And I want you, first of all, before we talk about what you're displaying, and learn a little bit more about you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all?
Well, I was born and raised in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I live there still. My family has lived in that area since 1920. And as you know, that's where Gene Autry got his start with KVOO as Oklahoma's Yodeling Cowboy. I have been a singing songwriter for years and have toured the Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, Missouri area for ages. And this year is Gene Autry's centennial, and so we put together a tribute album for him. The title is Boots Too Big to Fill. We have Marty Stewart, who sings Mule Train, and Charlie Daniels singing Back in the Saddle Again. And Restless Heart redid Silver-Haired Daddy of Mine, which was, as you know, Gene's first song to go gold. And so it's a great project. It's a great celebration of a man that has absolutely created the industry we know today as country music.
Well, in explain, you are related to him, then, I assume.
Absolutely. Charlotte Autry, I'm a cousin. And he lived in our area when he got started. And my great aunts and uncles were all great friends with him. And just his history, his music history, has been so much a part of my life that I never could separate any, you can separate it out. So it's a great experience, and fanfare has been a blast, and I have a great reception, and all of the people who love Gene are really excited about it, have been real receptive, and it's a lot of fun. It's been a great time.
Well, you kind of answered a question I was going to ask. With fans who are coming in now to the convention hall area, exhibit area here, just what kind of reception, what are the things they say? I mean, have they had any anecdotes about Gene and what they liked about him, that kind of thing?
Most of the reaction is, oh, wow, I can't believe there's actually another generation out there of great Autry, music, the musical talent that Gene had. And everybody has been so precious about it, and they are very receptive. They're such fond memories of Gene. Everybody has their Gene story and what shows they watched and what were their favorites and what they remember about him, his traveling rodeo. He did the traveling rodeo. He was the first artist to sell out Madison Square Garden, first artist to have a gold record, the song Silver-Haired Daddy of Mine. And he just did so many firsts, and it was such a breaking time with the media and country music. And he just made such an impact on so many people's lives with the capacity of him. He had such a straightforward, pure voice that it just couldn't help but pierce to your heart. And so he's just affected so many artists' lives. So that's a great thing.
Well, you said you're also have your own career and doing this. How is that going?
Well, you get different receptions everywhere you go, and most of the people are really just shocked that there's actually another generation coming up of great country music, Autry style. And, of course, I have embraced the old music. I love the old stuff. Of course, growing up on Gene's music and Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn, Johnny Cash, Conway Twitty, just all the great people that I just absolutely have loved. And yet there's still so many other influences along the way, the Reba McEntires, the Martina McBrides. And so it's kind of the old country with just a little twangy twist from Oklahoma. I just have it. It's undeniable. You can't hide it. So anyway, the reception is really, it's great. And it's such an easy thing to embrace. The people are what it's about. The people, the fans, and the music. And for me, that's what it's all about.
Well, thank you very much, Charlotte. It's sure great to meet you, and we wish you the very best success. We'll make sure we put a link to where people can get the
awesome
tribute CD for the centennial. And again, thank you very much. I'm Chuck Zimmerman here at Fanfare in Nashville.